Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and it's one of my favorite times of the month. It's our Dunwoody Chamber special. I have the lovely Beth Summers in the studio with me. Welcome, Beth.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It's actually my birthday, so...
Happy birthday!
Thank you. So it's been a great day so far.
Awesome.
I get to start off the day with some lovely people, but tell me what's going on at the Dunwoody Chamber.
We have a lot of great things happening. Last week, we had many ribbon cuttings, so that was very exciting, kept us very busy. Tomorrow we have our joint luncheon that we do with the Sandy Springs Chamber, and it is at Villa Christina. We have U.S. Representative Tom Price speaking, so it should be very, very exciting. We have approximately 100 people coming. And this Saturday, we have our grand opening of Georgetown Park. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but we, the city of Dunwoody opened up a new park called Georgetown Park, and there are going to be some John Whelan homes there. It's very exciting. So that is from 11 to 3, and I'll be there doing something with children there in the park. And then on Tuesday the 20th, we have our Chamber in Heels, Dunwoody Chamber in Heels luncheon at McKendrick's from 11:30 to 1.
I'm always jealous I can't come to that.
I know, you cannot come to that. You can speak there. You okay. can be our speaker, so but you just can't attend the luncheon.
Important enough exactly. to become the speaker. And then, okay.
And then our coffee and contacts that we have the last Friday of every month is at Davia Italian Restaurant in Dunwoody from 7:30 a.m. to 9, and that has been very well attended. We have had approximately 60 people there last month, so it was very exciting. So that's what's going on.
Things are going on. I mean, you have new companies moving in. Dunwoody's just booming.
We do. It is booming. It's a very, very exciting time.
Well, you brought two great guests with us today. We got later in the show, we're going to talk with Shannon Ferreira, the sales manager of Seasons 52. But first up here on High Velocity Radio, we're going to be talking with Scott Silva, the general manager of Farm Burger. Yay. I love both these restaurants. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. So tell our listeners, if they don't know what Farm Burger is, what it's about. I mean, it's better than all these other farm these burger boutiques that are popping up, and it's really healthy too.
Well, we like to think so. We like to think of ourselves as a neighborhood burger joint. All of our produce and our beef is locally grown, and we just really like everyone to think about eating locally and where your food comes from.
Definitely. Well, you guys have some great specials, some great stuff on there, and you rotate it regularly. I know seasonally you have some butternut squash soup that I love, and you guys have a daily special that you can't beat. It's $10. It's a drink. It's a burger, and you also get fries with that too.
Absolutely, and that, like you said, that changes every day, and we also have the snack special, which can change every day, every 2 days. The soup is the same thing. It's made from whatever the chef gets in that day. So, the daily special is really the way to go, because you may never get that again. So if you get something special in that day and he wants to run it, he does it until it runs out that day, and he may not repeat it.
Yeah, last week I was in Buckhead. You guys had something with a pork belly on it. It was absolutely delicious. Do you? I've been wondering, because they're all different locations. Does the chef really have like control over what the special is? Do they get to make that? But some of that stuff seems like they woke up in the morning. They're like, all right, let's throw all this stuff together, see how it works.
Usually, it's the day before that's when they decide to do it, and they know, they see what's coming in, or they see what they have, and they get an idea and want to run with it. So each location has the ability to do something different. So if you go to Buckhead for lunch, you may get something for a special that's different.
So I could go to Dunwoody for dinner, yeah, and I can get a different special.
Exactly.
You guys should have a little punch card just for specials right there. See if you can do it all. So how long have you guys been in Dunwoody here with this location?
We've been open a year and a half in Dunwoody.
Okay, wow. See, I didn't even know you guys were here in Dunwoody, so that's huge.
Yeah, kind of hidden gem right over there in Georgetown Shopping Center. So.
All right, well, I know where I might start going for lunch now.
That's right.
My
it's delicious. And the best milkshakes.
Definitely.
Well, we have the luxury of having Morelli's in our location as well. So,
mm-hmm. Well, one thing I like too, you guys have, you support local breweries also. You have Red Hare root beer at your locations, which I love.
Absolutely, yeah. We all of our taps are local drafts. We like to stay within the Atlanta area. We can do Georgia, any neighboring states, but we basically like to keep it right here in Georgia. With so many new breweries opening up all the time, there's always new choices to try.
Well, tell our listeners sort of the backstory of Farm Burger, how they got started. I mean, you guys are growing so fast, it's absolutely crazy.
We're trying. We started a little over 4 years ago in Decatur. And then we opened Buckhead, I believe it was like 3 years ago. And then Dunwoody was a year and a half ago. And now we're in Asheville, North Carolina.
Wow.
A year ago. So
that's huge right there.
Yeah. And we've got some exciting news coming up. We're opening one in California.
Wow. That's huge. Cool. Go compete against In-N-Out.
Yeah, the In-N-Out burger.
A little bit different.
Yeah,
concept,
exactly. Very different. One can give you a heart attack and one can shoot you in the bar mouthing.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but yeah, it's a little bit different for us to grow because we have to make the contacts with all the local farmers and source our grass fed beef, and we have the luxury here in Atlanta that we have all of our partners here, so it's easier for us to do stuff in the Southeast, but it's very exciting to do something outside.
Definitely. Well, walk me through that process, but you do have all these partnerships, and I mean you have like fresh kale, all the beef is organic, isn't it? Is that true? And
Yes, it's 100% grass fed. Yeah. It's raised out east in Madison.
Wow.
We have partner farmers that raise our cattle for us. It's a meat cooperative, Moonshine Meats. One of our partners runs that, and it works really well for us. But yes, it's 100% grass fed, no antibiotics. They're grass raised, grass finished. There's no grain in there at all.
Well, that's really important, too, because, I mean, that's not easy to do. So you guys are taking that extra step to get this here. And, I mean, a lot of these other places, I mean, they're cutting corners there to try to save money. But this is really important to your guys' mission, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize what it takes to raise a cow.
Yeah.
And, and to be grass-fed, people just want it. They don't really think about where it comes from. And, grass is made, I'm sorry, a cow is meant to eat grass.
Yeah.
And so, when you give it grains and stuff, it really doesn't like that. It really, really likes to eat grass. So it does take a little bit longer. It takes 2 years to raise a cow on grass.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's been a lot of talk about beef prices raising too. And all your guys' prices have stayed the same. You're not passing along the thing. So you guys are really mission focused.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we always have to look at. We still have to make it a good value for the customer.
Well, it's definitely a great value. So talk about what you guys are doing. What's the strategy behind this? Are you guys franchising out right now? Are you still owning all the locations? Are they just licensed out? Or how are you guys doing that?
No. All the locations are individually owned,
okay,
or by the same owners, all local. We'd like to keep it in house. Don't want to franchise or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why we're not opening 100 every year or anything like that.
You still are opening a lot for a restaurant. You've been widely successful, and everyone knows the name here in Atlanta. You mentioned Farm Burger. People perk up, definitely.
And that's a great thing.
So tell me, what's your favorite stuff there? Let's talk about the menu. I love the menu. You can custom build your own burger, and you've got like six burgers, and you got the burger of the day. But what's your favorite, really?
My favorite? Well, I have to admit, just about, just like all of our regulars, everyone loves the daily specials.
Yeah.
Because you just never know what it's going to be. And the off chance that that isn't going to be my favorite for the day, I like the number five because I like the pesto.
Okay. The pesto, that's the chicken. Is that a chicken sandwich?
It's a burger.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's beef, but you can get a beef, veggie, chicken, or pork.
Yeah. That's a good point too, that you have vegetarian options for anyone that wants to come in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And any of our burgers, if you see anything that you like and you're like, I don't feel like beef today. Obviously you can have chicken. If you really want to venture out, the pork burger is really good.
Yeah, it's really good too.
And if you're in the mood for veggie or if you're a vegetarian, we have the quinoa burger.
How is the quinoa burger? I haven't tried it.
It's very good. It's very good. It's not what you expect at all.
Definitely. And as Beth mentioned earlier, you guys have some great ice cream also and some great milkshakes.
Absolutely.
So
we have the luxury of having Morelli's in our store, so they're nationally recognized. And they, make great ice cream. They have many flavors that rotate, throughout the week. So you never know what you're going to get. But we always have the salted caramel, which is, my favorite.
Everybody's
favorite. Exactly. And but they'll make a shake out of just about anything that you like as well. So.
And don't they put, like, chocolate syrup? Did you put chocolate syrup inside the mason jar before you put that?
Oh, yeah.
Milkshake
yeah.
in?
The mason jar. See, listen to that. Very southern. You guys also have talk about the layout of the restaurants and how you guys thought about that, because it looks very different than most places. There's like communal tables where you can sit with a bunch of different people. It's an interesting concept and idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, you can come in, sit with, you know, your group of friends or sit amongst other people, get to know them. It's, you know, kind of community driven. You can come in, you obviously order at the counter. If you decide to sit at the bar, it's full service.
Yeah.
And there's no waiting. So if there's seats at the bar and there's a line, you can skip the line and have a seat at the bar. And you can, you know, obviously order at the counter, have a seat. There's picnic tables, and then there's tables all around. There's also, of course, a patio, and it's covered, you know, so that's, you know, that's a great thing when it's spring like this. So you never know when a shower is going to pop up. But, yeah, it's a very inviting, easygoing, relaxed atmosphere.
So, Scott, what is your background? How do you get this dream job? I mean, general manager is such a cool company that you can get behind. It's fun waking up every day. You like their mission and purpose. How do you get into this?
Well, it's funny. I just actually happened to stumble across it. I had a lot of corporate restaurant jobs before, mm-hmm. and just wanted to do something different. And I wanted not necessarily find something that had a meaning or a purpose, but just, you know, something with a good goal, with a good mission. And I met these guys, and they're, you know, really solid restaurant people, really solid business people. And, you know, the thing is that I really liked what they do. I think the food is very good. I think there's a good value for what it is. And so it's easy to stand behind. But, you know, it's really also the people behind it. So it's great all around. So I love going to work.
Well, definitely. And it's a great restaurant. And there's something very interesting that I don't see with a lot of places that are growing like you guys are, is that every restaurant feels exactly the same. The customer service is exactly the same. It's all high level. And normally you see that right in the beginning. And then with these newer restaurants, it drops off. But it's not that way at all. Can you talk about a little bit of how you guys hire your employees? Because they are on point. They're always there making sure things are getting picked up, getting delivered, make sure I get my food, and it's absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. You know, we get a lot of compliments on our service and our staff, and you know, we love to hear that. One of the things is that we all have full-service restaurant backgrounds. So we're not, even though we're quick service, we don't have like a fast food background or anything like that. We all have full service. George, the owner, came from, you know, fine dining. So, you know, how he went from fine dining to counter service, quick service, is interesting. But he wanted to serve the best food possible. And, you know, I think that kind of shows through the people that he's hired and that the way that we operate daily with, you know, all of our managers and all of our staff is still kind of have that full service mentality.
Well, it definitely. I mean, you order at the counter. If no one's been there yet, you order at the counter, they bring you your food. But if your drink gets empty, they'll bring you out another one, just like you're at a sit down restaurant. It's great.
We definitely aim to please. And the other nice thing is that our kitchen staff is top notch. They are by no means, you know, your typical quick service. They're all from fine dining restaurants as well. So we have the ability to kind of turn out anything that we like, and they do a really great job for us.
And it's nice if you sit at the bar at a lot of these places, you can see right back into the kitchen too, see what they're doing. They're working hard. And you guys have, I want to talk about your fries, really, because they're great. You got the farm burger fries, you got the sweet potato fries. They're great. I'm a huge food person.
We're going to get hungry now.
Exactly.
Kevin.
It's almost lunchtime. So talk about different fry options, the different side options that you guys have there.
Obviously, the fries are hand cut throughout the day. We have the regular fries that everyone's used to. We have the sweet potato fries, and then we have the farm burger fries, which, you know, it comes in a basket and it's topped with a garlic parmesan mix. It's really tasty. You can also get fries and rings if you can't decide between the two. So, you know, that's always good. Some other sides we have, right now we have the sweet potato hush puppies, and Dunwoody, they're just going like gangbusters. Everybody loves them. So that's really good. I personally, my favorite are onion rings, I have to be good. But yeah, definitely the onion rings. then, you know, there are healthier options that, you know, we have the salads. We have a superfood salad. We always have a daily market salad, which the, you know, the ingredients change every day. So, you know, there's plenty of stuff. We also have a bib wedge salad that, you know, that we just added to the menu. It's doing really well.
You got something for everybody.
Exactly. So you don't always have to get a burger and fries. You can get a burger and a salad, or you can even get a salad topped with a patty.
And speaking of that, too, it's a really family-friendly place. I see a lot of families there that they like to take their kids there, and it's very just accepting of, mm-hmm. of children as well. So what's next for you? What's the world domination plan over the next few years for Farm Burger? What are you guys going to be doing?
Well, you know, hopefully continue, you know, serving the communities that we're in right now. Obviously, we'd like to grow. As far as, you know, Jason's plans, I'm not sure. But, you know, I think that, you know, we'll find out more after we open California. So
definitely. Well, I think you guys should really have, like, a card that someone gets, like, a picture on a plaque on your corporate wall or something if they go to every Farm Burger once you have, like, 20 of them around. And they get the daily special from all of them. Like, they have to do it in a week, so. Well, can you tell our listeners your contact information, where all your locations are, how they can reach out, and also about all your social media that you guys are on so they can check the daily specials?
Sure, absolutely. If you are, we're on Twitter, we're also on Facebook. And if you like the location that you're closest to, or any of them, or all of them, on your news feed, the daily specials will pop up every day. So you can tell what's going on.
What Farm Burger you want to go to that day. So
you're like, well, I'm in this neighborhood. Let me see what Buckhead has.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this knowledge with our listeners.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin.
All right. Well, next up on High Velocity Radio, we have Shannon Ferreira. She's the sales manager with Seasons 52. You were sitting there patiently laughing all the right points.
Oh, thank you.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. So another one of my favorite restaurants, we're still in the very healthy trend, Seasons 52. Tell our listeners about it if they don't know the concept behind it, and also how it got started.
Seasons 52 is a fresh dining experience. We celebrate living well every day. We want to bring food to our guests that they can feel good about eating and, you know, just enjoy. It's all done with fresh flavors and high heat grilling and then mesquite flavors. We're able to keep everything on our menu under 475 calories, which a lot of people do not know.
Wow.
So it's not healthy.
I like that.
But you would never know it. You can come in and get a filet with some mashed potatoes and some roasted vegetables, and it's a really nice experience. We were created out of a need for the creator. He had been put on a very strict regiment. He missed going out to dinner. He was following what his nutritionist said to the letter.
He was miserable.
But he was miserable about not being able to go out and eat. So he created that place where you can come out, have a full dinner, enjoy some great wine, and feel
great
good about
wine.
What you're doing. So we have a lot of wine.
I love that entrepreneurial spirit. And you guys have, how many locations? I know at least of two locations you have. How many more do you guys have?
There's two in Atlanta. When I started with Seasons 52 6 years ago, there were seven. Now there are 36.
Holy moly.
Wow.
You would never get to.
I didn't know.
I honestly, before I found out about the one in Dunwoody, I thought it was a single location in Buckhead, and it's a really fine dining experience.
It is. It's a casually sophisticated place to go eat. You can come in with your jeans and t-shirts and shorts, or you can come, you know, dressed out.
Yeah, it's really great. And like you said earlier, the great point I think you made is you can get the steak and potatoes, and you would never know if people don't know. I don't know why you just don't market it more, because I think people would eat there every night.
Men don't like to know that what they're eating is low calorie.
I know. That's right. That's why you have to tell the wives to bring them in there so they can eat their steak and potatoes.
Exactly.
And they can still lose weight, definitely.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been open in Dunwoody?
We're about to be celebrating our eighth year, and Buckhead opened just shortly after that.
Definitely. So how did you get involved with this? How did you get to be a sales manager? I mean, you've been with the company so long, almost since their existence. So how did that come to be?
You know, it just kind of came. The director of operations knew my background as far as sales goes and my love for food. And I enjoy planning parties. So that's what I get to do every day. Just
awesome.
Party, party, party.
That's perfect. And your menu is ever changing, right? Doesn't it?
Yes. It changes every season and then once a week.
Okay.
So we have some different specials as far as soups and different flatbreads and things like that that change once a week. But we have some drastic changes every quarter. with the seasons.
Definitely. So how do you guys, we'll talk about the name a little bit since we talked about the seasons. Talk about the name Seasons 52.
Seasons 52 is 52 weeks out of the year, so you'll find something new 52 weeks out of the year.
And is that part of the concept, or does that have anything to do with like the farms and stuff? You guys get all your...
It's truly just the concept that they wanted to have something that when they started, it was very rare to have anyone that was changing their menu the way that they do. So they just wanted to create something that you could come in each week and get something different.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the food. Who makes the menu now?
The Chef Cliff Plou.
Okay.
Actually, down at our corporate headquarters, creates the menus. Our executive chef is Fred Schrock. He has been there since it was opened 8 years ago, and he's absolutely fantastic. He's done a lot of things to influence the menu as far as creating new mini indulgences and new flatbreads and things like that to offer down to Cliff.
Well, let's talk about the little mini indulgences, because those are absolutely great. They're really small, too.
I love them. They're perfect.
Keeping the calories down on that, but they're so tasty. They're presented really beautifully.
Thank you. They are. What's great is that it's after you have a meal, you're not always wanting a big dessert. It allows you to have that perfect little finish, that just a taste. Few bites. We've actually just completely revamped our minis. You've got to come try them. My new favorite is the amaretto almond. Mm. It's absolutely fantastic. It's drenched in amaretto.
I'm so glad. Perfect. It's almost lunchtime.
But yeah, they're great. We always have at least 9 different selections to choose from every day, and those do change up.
Definitely. So can you tell about what the menu is this week, or do you know?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So you'll always find the cedar plank salmon. That is one of my Ooh. Favorites. It's definitely a staple that they would never try to remove, because I think there would be a backlash on that one. But we've got a new lobster flatbread, which is wonderful. We also have a new Greek flatbread and some lamb kefta that has been brought to the menu.
They're hands down the best flatbread in Atlanta.
I have not had the flatbread bread.
It's my
yet.
Favorite. That's what I eat every time I get.
You got to start the meal with that. It's mm-hmm. fantastic.
I might have to start out with farm burger for my birthday lunch and then season 52
and go to dinner.
So actually, are you guys, I don't know this. Are you guys open for lunch?
Or? Absolutely. We open at 11. And we don't close, so we're open 11 to 11.
So you said, 36 locations?
Yes, we started in Florida, and then the Atlanta area.
Started in Atlanta. I was so ignorant. I thought I was like, yeah, we got this awesome place here, season 52.
Well, it is a great place, they are definitely expanding very quickly. We're in California, we're in Arizona, we're in King of Prussia, Indiana.
Wow.
We're all over now, so. We're about to open in Colorado.
Talk about that experience. How do you manage all those different? Are those franchised out? Or are they all?
They're all corporate. So we're just responsible for making sure you get a great experience here in Dunwoody, which I think that our managing partner does a great job of hiring to make sure that everybody's bringing a great experience to our guests.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about that earlier when we talked with Scott. Talk about the hiring process of bringing on people that really give that high level of service to all the customers, because the experience is so important in the fine dining world.
It is very important, and we hire very infrequently, because we do actually have a good number of our team has been there since we opened.
And that's saying something. Say where someone lot, likes yes. it enough, where they're like, well, I can make a living off mm-hmm. this, and this is going to be my life, this is going to be my career, and this restaurant is something I believe in.
Right. So we definitely make sure that if you come in to interview with us, you've got to show that you are a person that's of service. It's a crucial point for us.
Wow. So what's next over the coming years for you guys? Are you planning just to keep popping up Seasons 52? Do you want to go international, or is
you know,
it just
I don't
organic
know if that's what they're going to do, but I would see that happening eventually. But I think they want to corner all areas of the United States before they branch out internationally.
And the cool thing about this restaurant is they were so forward thinking, and I know this came from a pain point of the founder, that he created this because of that. But this is right before you guys were before the health boom and the organic and the gluten free and all that kind of stuff, and you guys were just you were there first.
Right, we were, and we actually have a pretty extensive gluten free menu. And we have a lot of people that dine with us that have celiac, so they know that they can come in and their needs are going to be taken care of and not have to worry about any cross-contamination.
Okay, so you guys are really aware of that, too. So if someone comes in, it's not them explaining, well, I have this, and does that have gluten, and have to ask about this. All your wait staff is really trained up and very present.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And so then the chef always makes sure that if there's any kind of allergy, he's visiting those tables to make sure that how deep that allergy goes and how he can make sure that he's making sure they're taken care
of. Huge. I have to imagine that your customer retention at all your restaurants is huge just because of that level of service.
It is. We have some guests that dine with us every day.
Wow. How do you guys make that for like the regulars? How do you make that like a unique experience and make sure that their people know their name when they walk in and do all that kind
of
stuff?
That's that part of being of service. You know, we've got some great host team and service team members. They know those guests when they walk in. They ask for them by name as soon as they walk in the door.
They walk in. You guys got their scotch on the rocks being made. And
absolutely. They know what to get them. They know which glass of wine and which flatbread they need to get started right away.
That's huge. Well, can you tell all the locations in Atlanta, or you can just get the one for Numwhat if you know
that
one?
There's just two in Atlanta. There's the one at the mall, which sits on mall property. We're not inside the mall. We face Dillard's. And then there's the other one that's down in Buckhead, which is at the corner of Peachtree and What Spaces Ferry.
And they also do catering.
Oh.
Well, we do private dining.
Private dining. Meetings.
Yes, we have two private dining rooms at the perimeter location and a chef's table. And we do a lot of corporate functions.
Wow.
A lot, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on. Do you want to give the phone number or anything so people can just call
in,
set reservations?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website at seasons52.com, or you can call the restaurant directly at 770-671-0052.
Well, thanks both of you guys for coming on today. I want to ask you just how has the Dunwoody Chamber really helped you guys out? How has being part of it really benefited you? And we'll start with you, Scott.
Well, we've done several events with them. We have the
the Y-Pods?
Yeah, I think so.
We had a first Monday at
first
your
Mondays.
Place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've had a couple mm-hmm. first Mondays. People recognize us for being a member of the chamber all the time.
Good.
And so it's just been really a really good partnership there.
Has it helped you guys really build the community around your restaurant? Because I know your restaurants are very community-based.
Absolutely, absolutely. We do stuff with a lot of schools. The chamber puts us in touch with a lot of people. Also, when we have those functions at the restaurant, you know, there's people that come in that don't know we're there. So, you know, we're building our base, you know.
Working on not being the best kept secret.
Exactly.
How about you, Shannon?
We actually just recently joined the chamber, but yes. We are doing the next first Monday.
Yes, they are.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to have you back on and see how that experience goes.
Absolutely.
Beth, this is awesome. This is a great birthday gift here, bringing on two of my
favorite
restaurants.
Happy birthday. I would have brought you a present if I'd known it was your birthday. I'm so sorry.
So before we wrap up here, let's go over and tell our listeners all the stuff that's going on in Dunwoody Chamber one more time.
Absolutely. Tomorrow is our joint luncheon with Sandy Springs Chamber, and it's at Villa Christina. Speaker Tom Price, U.S. Representative, and that's at 11:30. Georgetown Park Grand Opening this Saturday from 11 to 3. Dunwoody Chamber and Heels Luncheon is the 20th on Tuesday at McKendrick's from 11:30 to 1, and Coffee and Contacts at DeVia on the 30th at 7:30 a.m.
Wow, and how do people join the Dunwoody Chamber again?
You can go to our website, www.dunwoody.commerce.org, or you can call us at 678-244-9700.
Well, go check it out, guys. You get to meet with great business leaders like these we talked to today, and it's just definitely a benefit. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Beth Summers, our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.